You're with SBS Radio.
SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin si Marcris Saguin mula sa Melbourne at isa siyang online business owner at isa rin siyang nanay. Magandang araw sa iyo, Marcris.
Good morning.
Yes, what are the activities na palaging ginagawa mo kasamang iyong anak?
Alright, so basically since I have a full-time job, normally once I get home, I see to it na mayroon akong 30 minutes bonding with her. And then other than that, if it's Saturday, we normally go to an indoor play area. So I really make sure to it that this weekend is really for my daughter. So yeah.
Is it usually to go to the park or lumabas ng bahay?
Park is included and then some indoor activity.
Mm-mm.
Like indoor playground. So that's what we normally do as a bonding together with my husband. So yes.
At sabi mo, ikaw ay first-time mom, ano?
Yes. Mm.
How old is your daughter?
She's turning 4 this September.
Okay. Bukod sa ikaw ay nagtatrabaho ng full-time, isa ka ring online business owner, ano?
Correct. That's right.
Oo. At syempre, pag online business owner ka, madalas nasa harap ka ng computer doing your business, tama?
I know, yeah, that's right.
Paano yung anak mo pag nasa harap ka ng computer? Nasa harap din ba siya ng computer o ng iPad?
Basically, we're trying to set a routine. Once na meron akong laptop, she wanted to sit next to me. So meron siyang kanyang tablet, that's correct. And then eventually, siguro 15 to 20 minutes, she started to get bored na. So, pumunta siya sa lap ko, and then yun, kumbaga parang mag-i-intervene na siya sa ginagawa ko. So, sometimes, maximum is 30 minutes to 1 hour lang talaga yung ginagawa ko in terms of online.
Mm-mm.
So, and then, itutuloy ko siya once natutulog na siya.
Mahirap ano, kasi I'm also a mom, at bilang sabi nga, nasa digital world na tayo.
Correct, that's true.
Mm-mm. At recently, may nilabas na guidelines ang World Health Organization kung saan.
I saw it.
Yeah? Oh, good.
Just like a few hours ago, I saw it in Australian news, Philippine news, that Mm-mm. it should only be like 1 hour, I think, on the gadget, isn't it? So, actually, I haven't really read the whole article, but I saw it just now while on my lunch break, so.
Okay, yes. Ang sabi dun sa news nga or sa guideline na yung mga children under 2 should not spend any time passively watching electronic screens. Ibig sabihin, walang parents' guidance at syempre yung pag-monitor nila. Pero para sa mga bata na 2-year-old hanggang 4 na taon, dapat isang oras lang sa isang araw.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So medyo pasok ka pa doon.
Well, you know what, to be honest with you, basically, pag sinabi ko din sa daughter ko na, okay, we're gonna go play, let's go play outside, you know, no more gadgets. Oh, basically, sasama siya sa akin, alam mo yun, mas pipiliin niya yung mag-play kami together rather than mag-gadget siya. The problem is, since I don't have enough time, I'm already tired, you know what I mean? Like, I am so guilty that sometimes I give her the gadget, you know what I mean?
Like,
pero, tinry ko siyang tanungin, like, every now and then, like, pag nag-gadget na siya, you wanna play, you know what I mean? Because guilty rin ako na ayokong nag-
Lagi siya na sa iPad.
Yes. Mm-mm. So, I normally asked her, do you wanna play with mommy? So, yun. Tapos, i-stop niya yung gadget niya and then mag-play siya sa akin. So,
which is better, di ba?
Correct. Yes. Kumbaga, alam ko na mas naglulong siya ng attention ko rather than sa gadget, which is, gusto ko yun. Pero, ako yung walang time. And then since I had a neighbor, which is meron din siyang little one, which is a fellow Filipino, we normally, you know what I mean, like, can we move to your house so that we can have at least 15 minutes to 20 minutes playtime? So yun, kumbaga parang, it's just next door, you know what I mean, like, meron kaming friend, we just live next door, which happened when we're 2-year-old, so yun, nakakapag-playtime pa sila at least.
Mm-mm. What do you think about sa advice ng World Health Organization? Dapat ba itong sundin ng mga magulang na kagaya mo?
For me, yes. I am 100% agree. It's just like the time, especially living overseas, that we don't have any support system. You know what I mean? Like, both parents are working full-time. You know what I mean? Like, you really have to squeeze in your schedule para magkaroon ka talaga ng bonding moment with your... Except siguro kung nasa bahay. I mean, ang tawag mo dito,
Full-time mom.
Yes. So, dapat yung mga, para sa akin na, kung full-time mama ko, talagang i-make sure ko na meron akong time sa kanya. Pero kung, alam mo, parang for some consideration, you know what I mean, like you're working from 8 to 5 or 8 to 6.
And then you have your online work.
I'm struggling. I'm currently struggling. But yeah, it's okay. Because ang goal is eventually kung mag-materialize yung ginagawa ko is, di ba, magiging, pwede ko nang iwan yung work, tapos yun, mag-focus na lang sa online.
Anong payo mo sa mga kagaya mo na full-time mothers at meron pang extra work na ginagawa or extra business na ginagawa? At syempre sa pag-alaga ng anak in terms of pag-limit sa paggamit ng mga electronic devices.
For me, ang advice ko kasi is more on i-prioritize talaga yung bata kasi sobrang mabilis lang na lalaki sila. And ayokong magsisi na dumating yung time na hindi ko nabigay yung 100% ko na, alam mo yung responsibility as a mother. So, para sa akin, know your priority. Lahat tayo busy pero there are our number one priority yung mga bata. So yun, that's my main goal. Kasi yung trabaho, meron pa yan eh. Kumbaga kung mawalan ka ng work ngayon, eventually pwede ka pa rin mag-apply, di ba? Or good thing, I think, dito, kung wala kang work, meron kang nakukuwang benefits from government as far as I know. Pero,
yes.
Di ba? Parang yun lang. Unlike if you're, alam mo na kung nasa Pilipinas ka, parang wala naman yata ang makukuha. So, yun, talagang priority yung mga bata.
Oo. At syempre, para sa ating mga magulang at sa mga pamilya, mahalaga pa rin yung sabi nga ay personal touch at saka syempre yung interaction sa ating mga anak.
Correct. Yep, that's true. So it's more of, instead of bringing them present, you know what I mean, like gifts, physical presence and touch talaga is para sa akin. Actually, the problem is opposite kami ng husband ko. Siya more on giving any material things. Like, if he is upset, bibigyan niya ng something. Pero ako, I'd rather hug or cuddle. You know what I mean? Like, almost more on emotional side.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino. Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.